Hiya, how are ya? So, what's happening? Well, you never summon me here unless there's something heavy on your mind, so what is it? Yeah, summon. You summoned me, and here I am. What are you drinking? Ah, oh, that's nice. I'm in the mood for a coconut flat white myself. Oh, no, stay as you are. I already asked the lady and she said she'd bring it down. They're waiting on the coconut milk to come in, so it's going to take a few minutes at least, so. Anyway, what's good? Is everything okay? You look a tad jittery. Have you had too much coffee? Oh, it's the first one of the day, huh? I don't believe ya. You're such a bluffer. So what is it? Look, you know you can tell me anything. That's what friends are for, right? And I know that, look. So take a deep breath and center yourself first, right? And we get to the bottom of it. Yeah, now that's better. Oh, yes, of course you can hold my hand, no problem. Tom and Shaw Akara, I'm present with you, dear friend. You can talk to me, you know that I listen without judgment, and there's nothing that you can't tell me. And it's just your love of Brussels sprouts or something, because that is a deal breaker. You know my old joke about Brussels sprouts, don't you? What's the difference between Brussels sprouts and snot? Kids will eat snot. Oh, don't groan. Oh, hang on, here comes my coffee. Thank you. No, no problem at all. It's well worth the wait. Thanks very much. Oh, I'm so sorry. I have to take this. It's my roommate, Shawnee. Well, my attic mate. He's flaky at the best of times, so I have to take it. Hang on. Shawnee, what did I tell you about calling me like this, huh? I'm in the middle of something very, very important with my best friend, so what is it like?
Sorry, Gail, sorry. I'm up in the attic there with a bureau, right? And it's getting kind of frisky. It's getting kind of like, you know what I mean? And that kind of side of things, like. And you know, she said to me, I asked her for a French kiss. And then she goes to me, what about an Australian kiss instead, kid? And I'm fucking terrified, because I don't know if I have to kiss her upside down or whatever, I don't know. Is it that I like hop up and down with a kangaroo? Do I put a boomerang around my back and do I kiss her, girl? I just want to know what the fuck is an Australian kiss, because I ain't up the fucking walls, man, up the walls.
No, Shawnee, it's just like a French kiss, right? But it's down under.
Ah, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, all the prophets, the saints, all the whole lot of them, Buddha and all. Oh my God, I'm nervous now. I'm rattling here now, my bones are rattling. I'm like a skeleton in a biscuit and having a wank, girl. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Look, I'll try to sweet talk her out of it there and, you know, usher her out the door as fast as I can, because I'm not able for that at all. I thought I was just an old smoochy girl, like, you know what I mean? Look, thanks, Gail. Bye. Thanks very much. I'll have a chat there after all. All right. Bye.
Okay, Shawnee. Okay. Good luck. And the best of luck with that, all right? See you later.
Love, I'm very sorry there now, but, you know, I would like to give you an Aussie kiss, but I have to go, you know. My hyena, he escaped out of the box that I have him in, and the elephant is chasing him around the gaff there, and what I'll do there is I'll show you out, and you know, I'm sure that when I show you, you know where the house is, and so you can always come back here like a boomerang, you know what I mean? Boomerangs come right back to where they started, like, you know what I mean? So come on there, I see you out, love. Alright, I see you later. I see you later, love. Goodbye, and thanks for calling.
Oh, fucking hell, I'm sweating fucking bricks here. I'm sweating bricks. Jesus Christ, I was only looking for first base. First base turning into Australian kisses, by. Oh, God, oh, what way is the world turning out at all? A fella like me, there knows not used to that at all. I'm sweating fucking bricks. There's bricks falling out of me head full of sweat. Oh, God, what am I like? All right, I need to go up to bed. I need to smoke a spliff there or something and relax. I just wanted a kiss. I didn't want to be in a porno movie in the attic, like, you know. Right, that is an idea, like, but you know what I mean. Anyway, I got to go. Oh, this was a nightmare. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Jesus, that lad is violently stupid at the best of times. But I have to take the calls because I don't know what he gets up to. I mean, I've had everything from fire brigades to, like, elephants on the loose. Oh, God. Yeah, elephants on the loose. It's a long story, but... So, anyway, where were we? Hang on. Oh, my God, this coffee is delicious. So, Akara, inish them to scale. Yeah, I'm ready. Come on, the tension is savage. Hang on. You can hold my hands again. Come here, hold my hand and tell me. Okay. All right. Look, I'm going to stop you here, and I don't mean to be kind of, like, you know, rude or anything, but I knew that all along. Oh, yes, of course. I picked up on that a long, long time ago. Well, because I didn't think it was any of my business, to be honest. Like, I know it's a big deal for you, but for me... It didn't change anything at all, and it still doesn't, you know? You are my best friend, regardless of your sexuality. It's just, you know? Look, there are so many different facets to you. Like, I love your friendship, your caring, your sense of humour, your loyalty. And I know it's a big part of your identity, and that's totally fine. I mean, I get it. I really do get it. And you know... And how do you feel? Yeah, I know. The world can be cruel, and it can be a very misunderstanding place. You know, it can be cruel about a lot of things. It can be. But look, place your hands in mine again. I know they say that you should be proud of who you are, but I say you can go deeper in that, you know, like deep, deep down inside. There's this, like, recognition and understanding that goes beyond even pride, you know what I mean? It's like it has little to do with society and how it judges you sometimes. You know, the thing I want you to understand is that... Because the biggest thing I want you to understand is that you are not a mistake. You know what I mean? You're not a mistake at all. You're perfect. And I don't mean, like, perfect, like, you know, Hollywood perfect. I mean perfect the way you are. Like, you are unique. You are a unique individual with preferences and viewpoints and likes and dislikes and political views and specific genetics that were assigned to you and so on and so on. And all of that complexity cannot be a mistake, you know what I mean? And it's beautiful just like you, you know? You are a unique individual, so, like, you don't ever have to apologize for who you are or what you like, you know? Internally and externally. You just look at this, like, through a different lens, you know what I mean? Look at it through a different lens. And you are not totally defined by your preferences either. And listen one more time. Listen to this one more time. And it, like, I know it's cliches, but cliches are true, you know? That's why they get so, like, repetitive and boring, but you are perfect in every way possible, okay? A unique human being. and there will never be another like you again. Ever. Like, think about that. Ever. So you gotta celebrate it. You gotta celebrate who you are. And if you've any, you know, hidden guilt, like most of us have, you know what I mean? If you've any hidden guilt that society tried to instill in you, you know? You just got to, like, you got to feel that pride, but not just that, you know, not just ordinary pride, but proud of who and what you are. All of it. Every single facet, every single heartbeat, every single thing about you. You know, you gotta be, like, so accepting of it. And not even accepting, but, you know, so sure that you're not a mistake, is what I'm trying to say. And you reclaim it, you know what I mean? You reclaim it all and be exactly who you are. With no excuses, with no apologies, with no pretense. You be that beautiful, unique, and amazing human being that you are. The human being that I love and that many others love. Okay? You know, the one that I find really awesome and fun. That one. And in the meantime there, if you need help or support or you need anything at all, I'll be here to drink coffee with you. And we'll put the fucking world to right. And we'll even sort out Shawnee's love life. And teach him the difference between an Australian kiss and a French kiss, yeah? So, dear one, you can relax now, alright? Because all is well, my sweet friend. Okay? All is well. Come here to me. Come here. Now let's share this coffee and catch up on some bants, okay? And maybe we'll do something later tonight and have some fun. Maybe we can catch up on Shawnee and see what antics he got up to today, because I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. And remember, you're a good friend to me. And that's all that matters, okay? That's all that matters.